Okay, let us start. Beitza Daf Aleph, the first daf here in a new world of Maseches Beitza. Again, there's a different order in the Yerushalmi dafim that we're doing, but Masechta by Masechta. And also, it's still all like the past couple of Masechtas, did a little research, is still a little different. The Oz V'Hadar and the Art Scroll, being that found out from Oz V'Hadar gave Art Scroll their pagination before Oz V'Hadar came out with the Gemaras. And then a couple years later, when Oz V'Hadar actually came out with it, they had changed it a little bit. So that's why it is different. But the Gemara is the same and the Mefarshim are the same. Just looks a little different, but it's okay. We'll work with it. Okay, Maseches Beitza. So even just the name Beitza, we could talk about. There is a discussion. Some Achronim say maybe we should call it Beya and not Beitza, because Beitza maybe is not a Lashon Naki, but Beitza means an egg, right? And Beya is Aramaic for Beitza in Hebrew. So it's really the same exact thing, right? If you look in the Sefer Likutim on the side of the Mishnayos, quotes the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham in Sefer Kufnu Vav, who quotes the Marshal. The Marshal, the Yamshel Shlomo, says that Shelo Yomar Ha'adam B'Talmud Beitzim El Abayim V'Hu Bechal Amram Zal Al Yotzi Adam Davar Maguna Mipiv. That's the Yamshel Shlomo Vav Kama Perek Dalet. V'Tama Ani Al Atzmi Eich Nomar Shaloshen Targum Yehe Meshubach Umufur Yoser Miloshen HaKodesh. Means the same thing, right? One's Aramaic and one's Hebrew. V'hinei atargum demilas beitzim hu beyim. Eich nivchar lashon arum ve'erya milashonos haloazios. V'nazov lashon arumim hu alashon hakodesh hazacha uvehanakia. Right? He's going to say, make a choice, lashon hakodesh. V'anachnu matzanu l'razal shabbos taflamad alaf ha'shol shaveyos lashon beishim v'jasle dasan. V'ish omri malshakorin la'aron hakodesh arana. Right? That they use the Aramaic instead of the Hebrew, and that's a bad thing. Upshata inyan hazeh ki arana hu lashon bavli v'roi liyachid al davar hakodesh shem b'lashon hakodesh shu ayoter nechbad v'nakim heh lashonos haloazios kulana b'shagam v'chulu, and he continues in that issue, and therefore he says towards the end shebishol kach nikra lashon ha'ivris lashon hakodesh l'fisha kula kodesh v'ein ba'davar maguna. He's quoting from the Rambam in the Mar Devuchim, which the Rambam quotes at the beginning of Kisisa, shelo hunach ba shem yuchad la'erv asisho isha gam lo yishesh nu l'tzoa, as we've quoted akol b'shinoi akol lashon ein Ramban v'chulu, and he continues parshas Achrei. I think he must mean parshas, maybe it's Achrei too, but I know the beginning of Kisisa he quotes it there. V'chulu v'gimkein achashan aroim sham mikros mishtamshim b'loshen beitzim atzmo b'lo shinui kriya mehaksu v'ksiva shvamina d'lo haviloshen meguna v'chulu, and l'matzano sheyishalu bali mishna loshen beyim al ha tzmuna. He continues raya gemura l'dvareinu v'od raya shein alav tshuva mead the parakamad the Sanhedrin tamen echar. Right, that's the story about the mebitzaim and mebeitzim. I remember that sugi in the beginning of the Sanhedrin, and the getting confused. If it was Bayim, there wouldn't be any confusion between Bayim and Bitsaim, mud. So it has to be there that they were talking about Mebeitzim, and therefore Shuv Shalti v'Darashti Mahi Das Hagon Achasid Marino Rebelio Mivilnazal. I asked the Gra Asher Yadanuhu L'Shomer Hamilos V'Nodati Mipi B'No Harav Kilo Kibel Bazed Das Hagon Amaniskar. Right, he didn't accept that that chum rev others. Okay, we just spoke about the name, but again, Maseches Beitza is about called Maseches Yontif by some Rishonim, by the Meiri, and others, because it's all about Inyanim of Yontif. It's a team with Moed Katan. Moed Katan is about Chol HaMoed, and Maseches Beitza is about Yontif. Much of Maseches Beitza is about the Heter of Ochel Nefesh and the topics of Muksa. Right, those two topics. The Heter of Ochel Nefesh, as we know, one of the two differences between Shabbos and Yontif. Shabbos, there is no Heter of cooking and other malachas, but on Yontif, there is the Heter of Ochel Nefesh, kol malachas avoda ye'asol lachem. Malachas avoda is asur, but there is a Heter of Ochel Nefesh. How do we understand that Heter of Ochel Nefesh? We'll have to talk about this. Is it what we call dechuya? There is an iser, but it's pushed aside. Is it hutra? The Gemara never uses these phrases about hutra and dechuya by ochel nefesh. He uses it by tuma, hutra b'tzibur and dechuya b'tzibur. But the mefarshim, the rishonim and the achronim, use it. The Ran, as we'll see in Maseches Beitza, discusses hutra, dechuya, or the more extreme case of the Ramban, which we'll read, and that is not even included in the iser. It's more than hutra. Right? If I say you're allowed to work on Tuesday, you're allowed to drive on Tuesday, that, oh, why? Because it's an Isser and it's Tuesday because it's Matir. No, it's not Isser on Tuesday, right? Tuesday is, there's no Isser in the first place, right? So it could be that's what the Ramban says. The Torah tells us that what's Isser on a Yantif? Malachas Avoda. Ko Malachas Avoda lo sasu. Malacha is Mutter. Malachas Avoda is Isser. So Malachas Ochal Nefesh is not Malachas Avoda. And therefore it was never included in the Isser at all. Again, we'll have to see these Shitas inside. Shitas of Hutra Dechuya and maybe not even included in the Isser. When we say there's a heter of Ochal Nefesh and you're allowed to use, you're allowed to cook on Yantif. So there is a question in the Rishonim, which we'll get to also. And that is, what does that mean? You could drive to the store to get food on Yantif, right? That's not allowed, right? You could cut things. You could pick an apple off a tree and eat it on Yantif. That's not allowed. So there has to be some type of limit. Why are only some halachas mutter for Ochal Nefesh and not others? So the Bavli doesn't say a word in terms of explicit. Here's a Yerushalmi. Right? Many are familiar with Tosfos and Beis Daf Gimel, the quotes of the Yerushalmi. But we got to see the Yerushalmi inside. The Yerushalmi's lasha is Milisha ve'elach. From the kneading, right? The first 11 malachas are Sidur the Pas. From Lisha, from kneading on, that's mutter. What's the magical, Lisha? Why is the last few malachas different? Right? You can't do Choresh or Zoreya or Kotzer or Ma'amera, right? Why Dafka Lisha? So that is a big discussion. First, is it a Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbanan? If you look in the Rambam seems like, the Rambam's Hilchos Yantif now, the Rambam seems like that it's all a Din D'Rabbanan. Mid'Oraisa, it's all Mutter. Mid'Oraisa, it's like it's all Mutter. And Mid'Rabbanan, the Rambam tells us that it is, there are some Chumras because things that you could have done before Yantif, the Rambam says in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Yantif, Halacha Hey and Vav, I mean Shvisas Yantif. Shvisas Yantif, the Rambam says, Kol Malacha She'efshar La'lasos Me'erav Yantif Lo Yeh Bohefsev Lo Chisaron. If you could have done it before Yantif, Asru Chachamim La'asos Osa B'Yantif. Avvi Shel Tzorach Hachila. So it sounds like Midaraisa, Ochal Nefesh is all Mutter. But there are some Malachas that if you could have done it before Yantif, the Rabbanan Asrit it. Falama Asru Davar Seh. Why they Asrit it? Gezer Hashem Yaniach Adam Malacha She'efshar La'asos Me'erav Yantif. Liyantif, v'nimsa yantif kulo holeich basias osin malachas v'yimane misimchas yantif v'lo yehelo pnai leechol v'lishtos. Right, it's a gzera, because if you do this, then you won't spend your day enjoying. You'll just being tarech the whole yantif. So that's the Rambam. It sounds like it's all drabanan, but the meaning mid on a daraisa lava, you can do anything. It sounds like from the Rambam on a daraisa, but again, obviously not the drabanan. The Rashba. Has a lashon. The Rashba has a separate sefer called Avodas Hakodesh. Avodas Hakodesh, besides the Rashba and Beitza, which we have, but the Avodas Hakodesh, which is all about Yonim of Muksa and Yonim of Ochal Nefesh, so he has different batim, base nesivas, and if you look in base moed, first halach in base moed, Shara Rishon Perak Aleph, he uses the lashon. He says, "I what's mutter? What's usher? Umibnei ma manu es elu lefisha lo itira Torah." L'takin b'yantav mashad derech b'nei adam l'takam im harbei l'yamim harbei. What does he say? He says, anything that's usually done for mass production, the Torah does not allow. Sounds like it's on a daraisa level. And yet you can give a svar for that. Mass production, that's not called kitchen food preparation. Right? Food preparation, what you do in your kitchen and get ready to eat. Mass production in the factories, malachas that are usually done on mass, like the earlier malachas, like kotzer and the like. So those are mutter. Those are, it sounds like on a daraisa level. And the Rashba uses the lashon, umasr nakasa l'chachamim. The masr nakasa l'chachamim, which we know is used very sporadically, only once or twice in all of Shas. The Gemara uses that by heter ochol nefesh for a malach on chalamoed, and maybe in one other context. But the Rishonim use it in a few places. We just had it last in Sukkah. We had it in Sukkah, I think in the Rush. Right, remember the Rush had the sheet in Lulav HaGazal that a dried out, was it a Lulav or an Esrog? I don't remember, it was a dried out Yavesh. It was an Esrog, right? Because the Gemara says that, Rabbi Yehuda says, how could you say that a dried out, Rabbi Yehuda says Yavesh is Mutter. Why? Because you see that they were, used to be Morish their Esrogim to their children. They were Morish them. So the Gemara says, Ein Shas HaTzchak Raya. So the question is, what does that mean? So the Rush quoted the Ravid, but the Ravid says, that means they did it as a Zecher. That they didn't do the mitzvah in that story. They did it as a Zecher. They didn't make the bracha. And the Rush says, no, Einshas al-Harai means when you have a lula, an esrog that's not dry, then you have to use the non-dry, and if it's dry, it's pasul. But if the only one that you have is dry, that's your hadar. That's masr nakaz al-Chachamim. That's your hadar to define what is hadar. If you have other options that are more beautiful, then that you can't use that. So that's another example of masr nakaz. So that's in Sukkos. Now we have in Beitzah, the Rashba says masr nakaz al-Chachamim to know exactly which malachas are mutter and which are not. Rashi in the beginning of the third parak, as we'll see, also seems to discuss that anything you could have done before Yantif is asr daraisa. Asr daraisa, daf chaf gimel. In Beitza, the beginning of the Paragain Sadin, Rashi also says there, Avagav de Shchita Vafia U Bishol Me'avos Malachos Hein, V'chutu L'tzorach Yantif, Taima Di Efshar Lasos Di Efshar Me'er of Yantif, Aval Tzeda Trapping Efshar L'tzudim Ibod Yom. It sounds like it is Daraisa. Tosfos there discusses that Chilik is only by Machshirei Ochol Nefesh, not by Ochol Nefesh. Again, there's a lot here. Muksa, just as an extension of Ochol Nefesh, just continuing the Hagdama a little bit, we're going to have the sugya of Mitoch. We know there is this principle of Mitoch, Shehutra Letzorach Ochol Nefesh, Hutra Shelo Letzorach Ochol Nefesh. Why are you allowed to wash your hands with warm water on Yatif? Because the principle of cooking water is Mutter for Ochol Nefesh, so we say once it's Mutter for Ochol Nefesh, then it's also Mutter for non-Ochol Nefesh. For non-Ochol Nefesh, we'll have to get to, is there a Svara for that? Is that a blank Gzeiras HaKasuv? We'll deal with the Tosfos' great kasha in Shabbos Daf Tzadihei, where the Gemara says there that megabein, making cheese, is the malacha of bone. If I make cheese on Shabbos, it's a malacha of bone. So says Tosfos, one second. So making cheese is probably mutter letzorach ochol nefesh. So you can build a house on Yontif because of mitoch. Mitoch shehutra bone letzorach ochol nefesh, making cheese, so hutra shelo letzorach, and therefore, Satosis has one day that says, yeah, it's only Issa Drabanan. Unbelievable. You could build your house, because the malacha bone is one of, okay, well, there are other answers to Pnei Yeshua there, but that's, mitoch is an extension of the ochol nefesh. And then the other, big topic in this, mesechta, which is actually the first topic, is the issues of muksa. There are many different types of muksas. The Rambam, if you remember, Muksa is a world pashtus derabanan. Pashtus derabanan. There's a concept of hachana deraba, which Beth Hashem will talk about. But pashtus, the world of Muksa is the world of derabanan. We discussed this back in Masechta Shabbos. Also, remember the Rambam in the end of Perachav Dalid, discusses various reasons. He gives three reasons, and the Ravid says that's not enough. I'll give you a fourth reason. For the world of Muksa, why did the Rabbanan create, what is Muksa? Non-items. What does the word Muksa mean? Set aside. The opposite of Muchan. Muchan means prepared. Muksa is designated. The Gemara uses Muksa to mean designated for Avodah Zarah, right? Muksa v'nevad. But Muksa means separated and pushed aside. So the Rambam discusses why the Rabbanan created the world of Muksa, which is an isser to be metaltel or to eat, as we'll get to. There's going to be tiltel for achila, and there's going to be muksa of achila and muksa of tiltel. But the Rambam says, the Rabbanan asr, asr chacham letalta miksas dvarim b'shabes keder sh'osa b'chol. You're not allowed to be metaltel. Ma nagu b'isser zeh. Why? So the Rambam gives three answers. Number one, well, if your hiluch is supposed to be different on Shabbos, and your dibur is supposed to be different on Shabbos, so your tiltel should be different on Shabbos, or you should be involved in different things. V'tzibah shlo yehe hilucha b'Shabbos kilucha b'chol, v'lo sichas ha-Shabbos kisichas ha-chol, kal v'chomer shlo yehe tiltel b'Shabbos kiltel b'chol, kidei shlo yavo ha-kiyom chol be'inav v'yavo le'dagbiyo le'tzakein, and you don't come to be involved. If you're handling muksa items, you might come to an isser. And number two, number one wasn't really it should be different. Number two is that you might come to do malacha. Number three, that's where the Rambam says, you need a shvisa nikeres. Right? If you're involved in things that you're always involved in the whole week, then an onlooker, won't be able to recognize, you know, especially in the days of old before electricity. So if you're just doing the same things on Shabbos that, you know, without the world of muksa, you know, it won't be so, nikar that it's a different day. The Ravid adds on, maybe it's a Gzeir Mishim Hotza'a, based on a Gemara in the Bavli and Shabbos Kuf Chav Dalet, but that is the world of Muksa, which we will talk about. The Meiri notes that there is everybody, all the Tanaim hold a Muksa. This question is, how many Muksas? Right? Because sometimes the Gemara will say, oh, this is like Rabbi Shimon Lesley Muksa. It's not that Rabbi Shimon rejects the whole idea of muksa, but he has less muksas. The Meiri says that at the beginning of the Maseches Beitzah. V'tzorach sheteda, shekol hachachamim modim be'isr muksa deraklau. Everybody holds of muksa, the concept of muksa. Ela mitoch shenichlalim tachas sugo minim rabim. Since there are many different types of muksa, achaksas mefarshim manum umatsum karov lachamishim. Whoa. He says, I saw lists of muksa, almost 50. Wow, I can't name 50 muksas. Ein kol hachachamim modim b'kol osam haminim. But it means that not everybody agrees to all of those. V'hayoser mekel shebekulam, he Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds of the least number of muksas, says the Meiri. That's why the Gemara will say, v'hushanu omrim b'chol ha-talmud Rabbi Shimon lesley muksa. V'rotzim bo, she'en lo iser muksa b'rov haminim, she'shar hachachamim amruhu bahem. U'mikol makom modim, but he admits, by some muksas, what's called dachya bi'adayim, grogris v'tzimukim, kosakar v'ashashis, right, b'chulu and other examples. So the Meiri says that, gotta be careful of that. Everybody holds a muksas, but the question is how many muksas? Okay, that's some thoughts of introduction. Now let's get into the Masechta itself. Beitza Shenolda. So we have five prakim here in Maseches Beitza. Again, many issues that come up relating to all different issues related to Yantif. So Beitza Shenolda b'Yantif. So an egg that was laid on Yantif, an egg came out on Yantif. The farmer went in the morning and he saw an egg came out on Yantif. So the halacha is, well, are you allowed to eat that egg, right? You're allowed to cook on Yantif. You can take the egg, you can cook it. So, Beishami Omrim Teyachel, yeah. The first couple of Mishnayos here are unusual cases where Beishami is Mekel. Beishami is Mekel. So Beishami Teyachel, Beishami Mo Teyachel. Beishami says, you can eat it. What's wrong with it? No problem. And Beisol says, no, you can't. Lo Teyachel, it cannot be eaten, meaning it is some type of muksa. Again, the Gemara in the Bavli gives a couple of suggestions. Some type of muksa. Tosfos already, the first Tosfos in the Masechta wonders, why doesn't it just say Beis Shammai Matir u Beis Hillel Oser? Right? Why do you focus on the Chefza and not on the Gavra? Right? That's the first Tosfos. Beis HaShenolda. V'im Tomar, Amai Lo Tana Osrin u Matirin. V'chitema Osrin Mashra Sh'asu La'olam Ze'eno. And if you want to say Oser means, oh, permanently, right, because the egg's going to be butter after Yantif. No, it doesn't, no. You could have cases of Oser, doesn't mean permanent. Says Tosfos, V'yesh Lomar, V'yavitani Osrin U'matirin. If you'd have used the Lashon of the Gavra, Hayisi Omer, Shemash Matirin Habetza, Hainu L'Taltel, Avo Ba'achila Asura. I would have thought that what Beishamai means is, means you can move it. Mutter to eat, mutter to move. But eating it is more machmir. That's why Teyachel is clear that it can be eaten. So Tosfos says, okay, what about the other way? V'im Tomar, Le Beis Hillel, Dami Lo Teyachel, Aval Taltel Shari. So Beis Hillel says, you can't eat it. So does that mean he allows you to move it? But we know, he says, no, you can't move it according to Beis Hillel. So, Lekach, Pilachem Pirishri, Denaka, Ki Ailishno, Destam Beis Alachi Lekaima. We focus on eating because most eggs are for eating purposes. Okay, so Tosfos discusses the first lashon, eating and not eating. So Beis HaShenolda beyond the v'cholu. So my time under Beis Shammai. Why does Beis Shammai say? Interesting that we start with Beis Shammai. Usually, you think you would start with the more chiddushita, like it's more pashut. So it sounds like maybe it's more pashut. Of course, if there's an egg that's laid on Yantif, it's a problem. It's nolad, which is a new stage. It's muksa, but Gemara starts off with Beis Shammai. So what's Beis Shammai? Why does Beis Shammai say it's mutter? Muchenes hi al gav ima. What does that mean? Well, the mother is not muksa. You have the chicken. You can check the chicken on Yantif. So the mother's not muksa. So the baby, right inside, the egg's not muksa. It's mutter agav ima. You look in the different mafarshim. Baruch Hashem, we welcome back the Sefer Charedim. We welcome back. We haven't had the Charedim since Maseches Brachos. We have the Sefer Charedim, which is a classic on the Yerushalmi, on Brachos and Beitza. That's all we have. We thank the Karban Eidim Pnei Moshe for still being with us. And Chaim Kanievsky, we give them tremendous credit. But we also welcome back to the team the Sefer Charedim on the bottom of the page here. So what does this mean that it's Muchan Agav Ima? So the Charedim says, according to all opinions, even if you say afilu ima omedes lagad al beitzim, even if you have a chicken that is you don't plan on shechting, you plan on keeping to give you eggs, you're allowed to shecht it on Yantif. You're allowed to change your mind because chickens are mutter to shecht on Yantif. The Karban Eda assumes that no, this opinion is going with the opinion of Stam Tarnagolos Lachila Omedas. Okay, but either way, the Beis Shammai's Shita is that because the mother is not Muksa, so too the egg is like a limb of the mother, and therefore the mother is not Muksa, the egg is just part of the mother. My Tama de Beis Hillel, why does Beis Hillel say that it's Asur? So the Gemara says, Nasis Kemuksa Sheyavash Velo Yadaba. Says Beis Hillel, what happens if at the moment, we're going to learn about this, the sugya of migu diskatsoi ben hashmashus. If something becomes, something cannot become unmuksed on Shabbos or Yontif. As long as muksa when Shabbos or Yontif started, it's muksa for the whole Yontif. Muksa for the whole Yontif. Something can become muksa on Shabbos or Yontif. If you have a kli that breaks, and now you have just shards. So if it's dangerous, you can move it away. But I mean, technically, it's muksa. It's muksa. You have graf shel rei, right? A piece of garbage. So muksa, you could become muksa on Yontif, but you can't lose that status. So Beis Hillel says, you know, let's say the case where you have raisins or other fruit in the days of old, they used to dry them on their roof. So it was edible fruit, but then in the middle of the drying process, it becomes putrid and disgusting. You can't eat it until it gets fully dried out, then becomes mutter again. So what happens if before Shabbos or Yontif, you put some fruit up on your roof, and you know when Shabbos and Yontif started, it's getting dry. You thought that when Shabbos and Yontif started, it was still inedible. But really, it was edible. I just didn't know. It was fully dried out already, but I just didn't know. So in that case, says Beis Hillel, you're going to tell me that's not muksa? You didn't know about it. You're going to tell me, of course that's muksa, says Beis Hillel. So this is exactly like that. You didn't know that there was an egg in there, it was going to be laid on Yontif, the choser das. So says Beis Hillel again, my time in the Beis Hillel, na'asis, let it be like, kumuksa sheyavash, like muksa that dried out, v'lo yadabo, that you didn't know about it. Ilu muksa sheyavash v'lo yadabo shema ino aser, in that case, isn't it aser? Right? So it's no to here, because you didn't know about it when Yontif started. It's going to be usher. What do you see from here? This is a big discussion. This will come up over and over again. How much is muksa focused on the chefsa, and how much is focused on the das of the gavra? I didn't know about it because in this case, inherently, it was dried out and it was mutter. But I didn't know about it. So again, this line clearly focuses on the das agavra, the meiri's lashon, that same meiri, the next paragraph that I was reading before in that base. Muksa shano oskim bo achshavu muksa mitzad sheha adam meisiach daitu mimenu. V'lo machmas iser, v'lo machmas mias, v'lo machmas ibas achiras. Elashu davar sheminastam ein daito shal adam alav la'achila. V'hu nikra muksa machmas hachana. Hachana. And this is what the muksa we're talking about here. So this is what the Gemara says. So base Hillel, you didn't know about this egg when Yontif started, so it's going to be aser. Says the Gemara, but honey, we learned in the Braisa though. We learned in the Tosefta. What happened if you shechted a chicken on Yontif? And lo and behold, there were eggs inside the chicken. So you see, what do you mean? And doesn't Beis Hillel agree to that? We don't think that's only Beis Shammai. You see, if you shecht the chicken on Yontif, the eggs inside are going to be mutter. So why if they're laid on Yontif, they're usser. But if they're inside, you also didn't know about them. You also didn't know about them inside. So what's the answer? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Hanani, Rabbi Mana, two answers. There's a question about whether this is building on the previous or a new answer. Chad Amar one says, no, there's basically both answers are going to say there's a big difference between once it's laid or not. While it's still inside, even Beis Hillel would say it's considered part of the mother because a major change happens once it's laid. Once it's laid, so then it's different and then the choser das of an adam has an impact. If it's the exact same thing as the chicken, you know about the chickens. This is the chicken. So where do you see that? So they say it in different ways. It tastes different. It tastes different. The chicken's going to taste different if you shechted the chicken and found the egg inside, or the egg came out. I guess the process of being laid changes its taste. Number one, or number two. V'charana amar sheina omedes ning sheina nigmeres lefroach atchitzel lechutz. It won't be able to produce its own chicks. It won't be able to produce a chick unless it comes out. Either way, you see that there's a difference between pre and post is coming out. And therefore, Beis Hillel would agree that while it's inside, if you shecht it, if you had it inside, that's not a problem. You don't say, oh, that wasn't in your das. It didn't have to be in your das. The chicken was in your das, and this is an extension of the chicken. Once it comes out, it's a separate entity, and therefore you had to have thought about it. Then you aren't thinking about it, and that's why it is usser. So that's the shita, period. So Gemara says, okay, once we're on the topic, right, if you shechted a chicken, and inside there were eggs, so you can have it on Yontif. Are those eggs parav or fleshik? Right? A chicken is fleshik, mitu rabbanan. Eggs are parav. So what about eggs that are inside a chicken? We just said, oh, they're an extension of the chicken. And therefore, even Beis Hillel would say, so does that mean that they're fleishik? Because according to Beis Hillel, they're not muksa. So my name is Chalav. No, Marcel Gemara says it depends. If it was still attached to the tissues around it, asuras, then it's fleishik, it's part of the chicken mamish. V'imla mutaras, if it's totally separate, then it's mutter, meaning don't compare hilchos basar b'chalav midrabanan to hilchos muksa midrabanan. They're both drabanan. And even if you want to say that Beis Hillel says it's considered part of the chicken regarding hilchos muksa, it could be independent for hilchos basar b'chalav. And therefore it could be that it's still parv. A lot to talk about for basar of b'chalav, but we'll have to leave that for now. Period. Hakol modem bebeitza sheyatzar ruba me'erev yantiv. Everybody would agree. Even Beis Hillel would agree that if most of the egg came out, let's say it started being laid before Yantif, and you knew about it, right, whatever, and then it went back in. Went back in, and then it came out on Yantif, but Rov came out already. So if Rov came out already, it's Ki'ilu, it was laid already, right? Karban Eda, Ki'ilu Noldo Me'asmol. It's as if it came out already, right? Charedim, Ruba Kekula. Ruba Kekula, right? So if most of it came out before Yantif, then it's Mutter, Shinecheles B'Yantif. Ma Pligim, Shiatza Miuta. The machlokas is if a miut came out, a minority that came out before Yantif, went back in, and then came out on Yantif. So Beishama, yeah, that's the, and, or, Kavachomer, if nothing came out. If a miut came out, still, Beisil would say that's not enough. Beishama, Yoram Teachel, they say, Omim, Lo Teachel. There's a question, what do you mean? If a little came out, if the whole thing is about da'as of the person, then if a little came out, maybe you knew about it already. So, I'd say it's a, tzarachian, low plug. Okay. Says the Gemara. Kashem shi yasur le'achol, kachi yasur le'taltel. Beis Hillel not only says you can't eat it, you can't move it. Right? That's muksa. You can't be metaltel, on Yantif. Says the Gemara. Nisarva achas b'meo, achas b'elef. If this egg got mixed into other eggs, you set it aside, oh, this is the egg that was laid today, and then you come back later and it was mixed in with 1,000 eggs, kulan asur, they're all asur. They're all asur. What do you mean they're all asur? Bittol. Ah, what's this? Davar sheyesh lo matirin. Right, davar sheyesh lo matirin, as we've discussed often, Rashi, the beginning of Beitza, Daf Gimel. What does Rashi say here? You might as well wait. Why rely on bittol? Acha tochlenu be'isser, tochlenu beheters. Therefore, you might as well wait. And therefore, it is, they're all, asur. We discussed in the past the Ran, the Daram Daf Nun Beis, that argues on that svar, gives a different svar for davar sheyesh lo matirin, which we don't have time to go into now. There is a girsa in the Bavli on Daf Gimel, according to the summary shown him, that says, Nisarva achas kulan asurin, and then it has another line of Nisarva ba'acheros, vi'acheros, meaning it gets mixed in again. Meaning, what about Svek Sveka by Adavar Sheish Lamatirin? That is a huge discussion in the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashba right here on this sugya, but the girsa that we have here is only one suffix. One suffix. It gets mixed in 100 or even in 1,000, they're all us. Period. So one second. They're all asur because it's a davar sheish matirin ma. So the question is, what do you mean? Keman da amar. Is that brisa? This brisa that says they're all asur. Keman da amar, safek hachin asur. Is this only according to the opinion that says safek hachin is asur? What if you're not sure when the egg came out? Safek muksa. What should the rule be by safek muksa? Safek muksa lakula. It's a safek drabanan. Safek muksa lakula. But maybe safek, there's a shita out there that says safek muksa is asur. Why? Davar sheish lamatirin. Davar sheish lamatirin overrides Savi Drabban Lakula. So is that what this brisa is holding? Keman damar savik hachin asur. This brisa that we just quoted that says if it gets mixed in 1 in 1,000, they're all asur because the davar sheish lamatirin is not batel. So is that only according to the opinion of Safik Muchan, Safik Muksa is asur? Varam keman damar savik hachin mutter. What about according to the other opinion? Would they argue on this brisa? But the brisa doesn't give any other opinions. So Gemara says, no. Beautiful. There's a difference between the sfeikas. There's a difference between an egg that you're not sure when it was laid, savik muksa, versus an egg that you know for sure was laid on Yantif, and it got mixed into 1,000 others. Right? Modehu hachashu asr. No. Even that other opinion that says savik muksa, savik huchan is mutter, would agree here that it's asr. Why? In a regular case, what's savik muksa? Nashrin. You go outside to your backyard on Yantif, and you see an apple on the floor. You're like, oh, when did that apple fall off the tree? If it fell off before Yantif, I could eat it on Yantif. If it fell off this morning, I can't. Right? When Yantif started, it was Muksa Machmas Isser. I'm not allowed to cut it off on Yantif. So that type of suffig, you're not sure if there's any suffig at all. Suffig may hayom nashru, suffig may esmo nashru. That's why that's suffig drabana lakula. But here, yesh kan achas le'iser. There's for sure an usser egg here. V'muchachas al kulan. So that is machria, all of them. We call that in other contexts, ikva isura. Right? Where you know there's an isser, you're just not sure where it is. So that's different than you're not even sure if it's usser. Even if it's both in the world of Durabanan. So that's why there's a difference between the two. Period. One more line. Acher momrem b'shem Reb Elazar, the Tosefta quotes Reb Elazar. Reb Elazar, remember Reb Elazar is a Shamuti, Tamar Beis Shammai. Te'achel, so not only does he say you can eat the egg, but this is the lashon he uses. Te'achel, hi ve'ima. It and the mother. Not only can you eat the mother, the egg, you can eat the mother. So says the Gemara, what does that mean? Ma'o itochal hi ve'ima. What does that mean? Right? The mother is pasha, no? So the Gemara first suggests, im ha'isa ima mukhenes l'shchita te muteres v'im lavasura. Right? Maybe the first day it says, well, it depends. Like we alluded to before. If you were planning to shech the chicken, then it's mutter and the egg is mutter. But if you were planning to keep the chicken forever, to give you eggs, then the chicken is not mutter. It's muksan yantif to shech, because you aren't planning on it. Says the Gemara, really? No. All chickens in the back of your mind are ra'i to shechita. Right? So therefore they're all. So don't tell me that this is only, that's not what the brisa means. So Gemara says, this already means, Amar Rebbe Ba, Te'achel Bahachena Shel Ima. All it means is that, doesn't mean the mother and the baby, it just means the egg is mutter because it's looked at as part of the mother. It's the egg is mutter, Bahachena, in the Muchan, because of the Muchan state of the mother, and that's Beishamai Shita that we have said already. Okay, period, we'll stop there. Next time we'll pick up with Egel. We had a Haskalah in Beitzah Daf Aleph.